Tachis Beis Perak Yud Mishnah Hey Prusbo Amukdom Kasher Bahama Ocher Puzzle. A predated Prusbo is Kasher, but a postdated Prusbo is Puzzle. Now, Prusbo, as was said, is what a Malva writes in order to allow it to collect loan after Shvius. Now, the way a Prusbo worked, we said, was that it's as if he's giving over the Chovos to the Bezdin, as if Bezdin is collecting the loans for him, he's not collecting it himself, and that allows him to collect the loan even after Shvius, even though normally Shvius is Mishami Dechov Min Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan were Metakein that if the Malva writes a Prusbo, that would allow the Malva to collect the loan, even though the loan was not paid by the end of Shvius. Now, if the Prusbo is predated, it would still be kosher. As a predated Prusbo is actually harmful to the lender, as the Prusbo only works for the loans that were made prior to the date of the Prusbo. Because what the principal is basically saying is that I'm giving over the loans to Bezdin. So therefore, it only worked for the loans that were already lent out before the date of the principal. So if the principal is predated, that's harmful to the Malva. So therefore, such a principal would be kosher. But a principal that's post-dated is possible. And the principal that's post-dated is a misleading principal that can cause harm to a potential borrower. As maybe somebody will borrow money from the lender after the principal was written. And such a loan is not included in the principal, as the principal only includes loans that were made prior to the principal being written. But since the principal is post-dated, it may seem that the loan that was made after the principal was written is actually included in the principal, since the date of the principal is post-dated. So therefore, since such a principal that's post-dated can cause harm to somebody who borrowed money after the principal was written, such a principle would be possible. If you postdate a principle, the principle would not help at all. A star chov that's predated is possible. And if it's postdated, it is kosher. Now, a star chov is a document in which it's written the amount of money that the borrower owes the lender. And the Adam signed on the document. The Adam are testifying that the borrower had borrowed money from the Malva on such and such a date. Now, if the date is predated prior to the actual date of the loan, such a star chov is possible. And the Malva, the lender, cannot collect from the Lekuchas at all. As it did it, that somebody who has a star chov on a loan, he's allowed to collect from the Lekuchas, from the buyers of the borrower's property. If the borrower has no money to repay the loan, and he has sold property after the date of the loan, that property is considered security to the loan, and the lender can collect from that property from the people who bought the property from the borrower. Now, if the star chov is predated, that can cause potential harm to the buyers of the lover's property. As even though they had bought the property prior to the loan, but since the date of the star chov is predated, it might seem that they had bought the property after the date of the loan. And the lender will go collect that property, even though it's shalok din, it's not correct that it's collecting property that was sold prior to the loan. As long as the property that was in the hands of the lover at the time of the loan are security to the loan. But the property that was sold prior to the loan is not security to the loan. But since the star chov is predated, it might seem that some of the property that the lover sold prior to the loan was actually after the date of the loan. So therefore, a predated star chov is possible. And if the star chov is predated, the lender cannot collect from the lekuchos, from the buyers of the lover's property at all. But if the star chov is postdated, it would be kosher, and the Malva would be allowed to collect from the lekuchos, as a postdated star can cause no harm to the buyer. It can only cause harm to the lender. And since the star is postdated, it seems that the date of the loan is actually after the real date of the loan. And the Malva might only collect from the lekuchos from the date that's written in the star. And the Malva would really be allowed to collect from anybody who bought property from the lova after the actual date of the loan. So therefore, since a postdated star chov cannot cause harm to the lekuchos, it can only help the lekuchos, as a postdated star can make it seem that the loan was actually later than it was, so therefore such a star chov would be kosher. Echa lova mechamisha. Kaisa prusbo lekol echad ve'echad. If one person borrowed money from five different people, five prusbolim would have to be written. Each one of the lenders would have to write his own prusbo, even though all five lenders lent money to the same person. But the din is that each and every malva, every single lender has to write his own principle to allow him to collect the loan if it's not repaid by the end of Shvius. Chamisha lovin me echad, ena kosev, ela principle echad lekulam. But if five different people borrowed from the same lender, only one proof will have to be written. And since there's only one lender, that lender would write one proof, and that one proof that he writes would entitle him to collect any loan that he had made prior to the date of the proof. He can collect those loans even after Shvius, as each lender only has to write one proof. The Sefer Shvius Parak Yud Mishnah Vav Ein Kaitzim Proof Ela Ala Karka. A proof cannot be written by a lender unless the borrower has some karka at the time the proof was written. And the way a proof works is the proof makes it as if the loans were handed over to Bezdin, and Bezdin is collecting the loans in lieu of the lender. And if the borrower has some karka, we'll look at it as if that karka is already in the hands of Bezdin, and Bezdin had already collected the loan. And therefore, since the loan is already collected, there's no problem with actually going ahead and collecting the loan after Shvius, as we look at it as if the borrower had already paid back the loan prior to the end of Shvius. But that's only if the borrower has some karka, has some real estate. If karka is something that we can look at as if it's already in the hands of Bezdin. But if all the Lova has are metaltal and movable objects, we don't look at metaltal as if it's already in the hands of Bezdin, since it's in the house of the borrower. We can't make it look like as if Bezdin had already collected it. So therefore, if the Lova does not have any karka, a principal cannot be written by the lender. He would have no recourse to collect the loan after Shvius. In Amo, Mizako Vitosa Deo Koshu. If the borrower has no land and the lender wants to write a proof book, what he can do is he can be mezakeh to the borrower a little bit of his own land. He can make a kinyan, allowing the borrower to acquire a little bit of the lender's land, and that way the borrower does have land. Now, even if the land that the lender gives to the lova is only a very small piece of land, that would be good enough to allow him to write a proof book, as the land that the lova owns does not have to be worth the amount of the entire chob. Even if it's only worth a fraction of the amount of the chob, that would be good enough. As we'll look at that land, as if it was collected a number of times, it was collected once, then given back, then collected again, until it would be worth the amount of the entire chob. If the lova did not actually own his own land, but he had land as a maskin from the money that he lent to somebody else, that would be sufficient to allow the lender to write a proof. Or if the vice versa is true, that also would allow the lender to write a principal. If the borrower did own some land, but he had borrowed money from somebody else and given up the land that he owes as a mashkin, the lender would be allowed to write a principal, as even though the lova had given up the land as a mashkin, since he owned that land, that allows the lender to write a principal. Rabbi Chutzpitz Aymer Kaisen Leish Anichbe Ishto. Well, the Yisomim Anichbe Apetropos. Rabbi Chutzpitz said, if the borrower doesn't own land himself, but his wife owns land, it's nichsim meluk, property of the wife, that the husband eats the payros from that property, that would allow the lender to write a principal. And even though the borrower himself doesn't own land, since his wife owns land and the husband eats the payros, that's good enough to allow the lender to write a principal. And so too, if the borrowers are yisomim, are orphans, and the orphans don't own land themselves, but their apotropis owns land, their caretaker owns land, that would be sufficient to allow the lender to write a principal. As even though the borrowers are yisomim, are orphans who don't own land themselves, since their caretaker owns land, their caretaker is actually the one who signed off on the loan, that is sufficient to allow the lender to write a principal.